Guys, it's Easter. It's my favorite holiday. So let's sing a hymn of praise. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. Oh my gosh, I love that song. I love Easter. I love me some Jesus. Oh my goodness gracious. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. Let us dance. Jesus has risen. He's the reason for life. Reason for the season, reason for existence. That's what I say. Guys, I hope so much that you're having a great day, full of family, full of food, full of greatness, full of some Jesus Christ. I thank you once again for watching the Matthew Rayburn Show. Let us dance. If you're listening to the Matthew Rayburn Show on Anchor.fm, you can't see these great dance moves, but if you're watching live on Facebook, you can. Guys, this song is so great. Once again, it's Everyone by Volak. Look it up. It's fantastic. Let me adjust the camera while dancing. Guys, comment down below on these dance moves. You know I got great ones. Wink! No, seriously, I'm so thankful for you watching. So thankful for you listening. Welcome to the Matthew Rayburn Show. Let's begin the show! Word of the day. You got to use your words, otherwise you're going to lose your words. A single word in the English language dies every single day. Matt, which one was that? I don't know. It was the one that we weren't speaking. It's very important that you speak the language that you speak. And I know that sounds redundant and silly, but I'm dead serious. We speak English. You hear me. I'm speaking English. Those online that don't speak English are going to be hearing me listen to it in English. Apparently, a lot of Canadians like the show on the insights that I was looking at, and apparently a lot of Espanol-speaking individuals like this show. I don't speak Espanol, and I'm not Canadian, but I'm glad you folk like the show. God bless you. Let's continue with Word of the Day. Let's see here. Merriam-Webster.com, Word of the Day, Resurrection. Resurrection is the Word of the Day. It's a noun. It's spelled R-E-S-U-R-R-E-C-T-I-O-N. Resurrection. Let's use it in a sentence. Resurrection. The community applauded the resurrection of the commuter rail system. That's so weak and fake. Come on. Of course we're going to say that. The resurrection. No, the resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That's who the resurrection is about. That's why the Word of the Day is about resurrection. That's why Merriam-Webster, who's a secular website, has resurrection as the Word of the Day. Come on, put in a sentence. Resurrection can mean a resurgence or Yes, I'm passionate. Yes, I love Jesus. God bless you. Resurrection can mean resurgence or revival in Christian theology, which is truth. Wink. Yes, I'm an apologist. It is often to associate with the rising of Christ from the dead. Yes, Jesus Christ died on the cross. Yes, he was tortured for our sins. Yes, he thought of you individually, when he was choking on his own blood, the blood that can save us all, the blood that can wash away all sins. Yes, I'm a Christian. Yes, I'm in love with Jesus Christ, and he's in love with me, and we have a personal relationship, and it's a beautiful thing. That's why I sang that song earlier. I mean, he walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way, because he does. Resurrection. He was resurrected from the dead. God bless. Word of the day. Word of the day. You got to learn those words. National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. National Day segment of the Matthew Rayburn Show is sponsored by Resurrection Barbecue. If you'd like to resurrect your taste buds, Resurrection Barbecue. I'll put a link down in the comments. April 17th, 2022, Easter Sunday. Let's begin. Easter is observed on the first Sunday following the full moon after the vernal equinox. Last night was a beautiful full moon. Considered Christianity's most important holy day, it is celebrated. The resurrection of Jesus Christ, and then it goes into yada 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 things that don't matter in the sense of splitting hairs with certain faiths. It's trying to be nice and neutral. But you can't really be neutral on this particular day because this day is not necessarily about hope. It's not necessarily about life. It's about understanding what God did for you. We're going to have a segment about it later in the show. Of course we will. It's the Matthew Rayburn Show. International Bat Appreciation Day. Do you appreciate bats? I appreciate bats. I don't appreciate bat soup. Wuhan virus. I don't appreciate a lot of scary things, even though I understand them and I get them. I understand why they're important. Bats can be considered cute. Bats can be considered scary. I enjoy me some Batman. He's one of my role models. Dead serious about that. But that's a whole other segment for a whole other show. Each year on April 17th, International Bat Appreciation Day reminds us of the roles bats play in our daily lives. Our daily lives. Yeah. April is also the best time of the year to observe bats. Interesting. As they are now beginning to emerge from hibernation, and they're looking for insects and or blood to suck. No, only certain bats do that. Weird and creepy. Let's move on. National Crawfish Day. National Crawfish Day on April 17th celebrates one of the South's most iconic foods. Each year, the mud bug, because they're nicknamed the mud bug, brings out not only a desire for newspaper-covered picnic tables, but a language all of its own. The smaller freshwater cousin to the lobster. Crawfish provides a lot of great flavor. The shells are phenomenal. You can suck out the brains. Even though you do consume a lot of mercury when you do that, it's still delicious because they consume a lot of flavor because fat is in the brain of all creatures, including us. Wink. But that said, National Crawfish Day. You can put crawfish in your cheese ball, which I've had before, which is delicious. National Cheese Ball Day. April 17th kicks off National Cheese Ball Day. And recognizes a party food that sometimes is a centerpiece of a spread. One of the coolest things to do with a cheese ball when the party's over is to make grilled cheese sandwiches. Yes, I said that. Yes, use it. Matthew Rayburn Show. Totally and utterly delicious. That was National Day. You got to celebrate life, and it's easy to do so when you go to nationaldaycalendar.com. Weird news. I love weird things and I love news. And together it creates the weird news segment of the Matthew Rayburn Show. Headline, World War II era grenade found among potatoes at French fry factory in New Zealand. Weird. Let's read. An overnight shift at a French fry factory in New Zealand came to a sudden stop when workers discovered a World War II era grenade among the thousands of potatoes set for processing. The surprising find reportedly occurred last Tuesday morning as Richard, these New Zealand last names are kind of hard. Here we go. As Richard Tuarukara, wink, was inspecting a massive shipment of 100,000 spuds that had just been delivered to a Mr. Chips facility in the community of East Tamaki, the eagle-eyed employee initially assumed that the object simply had been an oddly shaped stone that had gotten mixed up with the potatoes, which is quite normal. But soon realized it was something much stranger. Ooh. When Tuarukara wiped some mud from the, quote, stone, he noticed that it had grooves that were uniform and began to wonder if it was actually a grenade. Seeking a second opinion from his fellow employee, who also happened to be a war movie buff, interesting, who also surmised subsequently, oh, I like this sentence, confirmed his suspicions. The workers proceeded to remove the grenade from the sea of spuds, placed it in a coordinated off area of the factory, and called the local bomb squad to handle the strange situation. Shortly after the authorities arrived at the scene, they determined that, in fact, it was a grenade from Britain, an ordnance known as Mills Bomb, interesting, which was often utilized in World War II and World War I, respectfully. Fortunately, the decades-old device had long since gone inert. Good. As such, posed no danger, except if you're trying to make it into French fries. No one wants a French fried grenade, even though that sounds like a great dish. That's a whole other time. Anyways, it didn't turn out to be anything. They blew it up, even though it was inert. They found out that it was awesome. The potato factory moved on, and he got a award from his workplace because he found the grenade in the pile of potatoes. It happened again, guys. Weird news. Oh, my goodness. Weird news. Let's turn this off. Weird news. Yes, the microphone is malfunctioning once again. Weird news. When was the last time that you cried when you thought about Jesus? When was the last time that you fully appreciated what today is about? Today is Resurrection Sunday. Yes, it's the word of the day, but it's also Easter Sunday. It's also the day that Jesus defeated death and rose again and saved us all, because if he can defeat death, he can defeat anything that's going on in your life. What hope, what life, what enjoyment, what joy, what... There's many words that are coming to my mind. There's many thoughts and emotions that are coming to my mind. But the question is, when was the last time that you cried when you thought about Jesus? He loves you. Even if you don't love him, he knows you. Even if you don't know him, he wants to love you and know you more, deeper. If you'd like to love him and know him more, comment down below. I can help guide you towards an individual that can help out. We can have coffee. We can read the Bible together, whatever the case may be. I love you, and I want to share the love that's been given to me by the Lord Jesus Christ. He died on the cross and was tortured for our sins, and his blood alone is the only thing that can save us from our sins. It's a spiritual battle, but he won the war. So we're going to be fighting individual battles. We're going to be fighting daily battles when it comes to our own lives and our own existence. But that said, we've won the war. He's won the war. He won the war for us. We didn't have to do anything. We just have to submit to his love, which is a difficult thing to do because we're stubborn humans. I got that. We're caught up in our own minds. I got that. We're caught up in our own lives. I got that. I'm raising my hand. Anytime I begin to preach on the Matthew Rayburn Show, I'm talking to myself. I'm talking to myself when I talk about accepting the love of Christ that he has in your life, accepting the amount of love that Christ has for you, which is something that is life-changing, and it should be life-changing. He thought about you when he was being whipped. He thought about you individually, me and Matthew Rayburn, but you and you over there listening and watching the Matthew Rayburn Show. He loves you. And I'm so thankful for everything that he's done for me in my life. I'm so thankful for the healing that he's caused in my life. I'm so thankful for the people that he's brought to me in my life that have helped facilitate the healing and the knowing and the loving and the sharing, and everything that is positive about life comes from God. Anything that's positive from life comes from Jesus. Anything that's positive from life comes from an experience of the Holy Spirit. My show is about being in a continual state of betterment and a positive force for good. And you're unable to do any of those things without a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. Jesus loves you. Accept his love. Accept the grace that he has in your life. He defeated death. Therefore, he can defeat your alcoholism. He can defeat your porn addiction. He can defeat your anger issue. He can defeat your sadness, depression. He can defeat your lust. He can defeat anything that you got in your life that you know personally you need to get rid of. You give it to him and he gets rid of it. He knows exactly what to do with it. You don't know what to do with it. That's why it's daunting. That's why it's devastating to your life at the moment. That's why it's creeping in slowly, and you know it's a bad thing that you know you need to uproot and get out of. You know you need to get rid of those situations. Go to brothers and sisters in Christ. Go to those that you know that love you. If you don't know that, I love you. The Big C Church loves you. Find somebody that loves you. You already found somebody. You're watching and listening to the Matthew Rayburn Show. Reach out to me. Direct message me. I'm not hard to find. If you're watching the show, you probably have my number. But if you're watching the show and or listening to the show, you can find Matthew Rayburn. I don't hide behind a moniker. I don't hide behind a silly username. MatthewRaborn. Matthew Rayburn. This is who I am. I love you. I love life. I've been given the love of Christ. I've been given the love of the cosmos. And therefore, I want to spread it as much as I can. When was the last time that you cried when you thought about Jesus Christ and what he did for you? He's forgiven you, and you just need to accept that free gift. He's allowed you to live the best of life. There's no reason for you to be daunted by the sin that you've got going on. There's no need to be stressed out about the life that you're living. There's no need to be so bitter and so angry and so resentful towards others that are going on, that others that are in your life, things that have happened in the past, all that can be defeated, all that can be conquered. Why? Because Jesus Christ defeated death and he rose again on the third day after he was killed on the cross. It's such a beautiful situation. It's such a beautiful situation. It's more than hope. It is full of hope, because now you have the hope that you can conquer all, because you have the faith and the knowing because of what he did historically and what he did spiritually. It's a real thing. It's a real existence. It's a beautiful situation. I'm so thankful that I have an audience. I'm so thankful that I have this ministry. I'm so thankful and humbled of anyone that watches, that you're a beautiful individual and you're an asset to my reality. I am so thankful for everything that I'm experiencing. I'm just humbled and I'm thankful that I have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. If you'd like the same thing, comment down below. If you don't mind, I'd like to sing that song once again that I sang in the intro. Here we go. He lives, Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives, salvation to impart. You ask me how I know he lives. He lives within my heart. I love you, Jesus. I'm so thankful for what you've done for me. I'm so thankful. I cry when I think about what Jesus has done for me. I cry because I'm so thankful. I'm not sad. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful for being live. I'm thankful for recording myself crying about the love that I have for Christ, the love that he's given me. It's so much that I can't ever really express it, and I can't really share the amount of love that he's given me, but I can do my darndest. I can cook for people. I can listen to people. I can help people. I can make people laugh. I can entertain people. I can try to be dynamic as I can on this show, but these are real tears. I cry when I think about Jesus. When was the last time that you cried when you thought about Jesus? Guys, once again, it's National Crawfish Appreciation Day. Jesus Christ was resurrected today. I'm so thankful for the existence that I've been given, and all the happiness and all the joy and everything that's in my life is given to me by the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, I cry when I think about Jesus. Yes, you should do the same because of the weight and the magnitude, and the situation is so serious and so special and so intimate and so amazing and so love-filled that how could you not cry? How could you not understand? And if you're not crying, you might not understand the weight of the situation. Man, I'm a calloused individual. I don't need to cry. How dare you cry on air? What a weak man. You're wearing a pink shirt and you're crying on air. I'm strong. My faith is strong. My love is strong. And it spills out of my mouth. And sometimes I have trouble not crying because I have such a... Lord, thank you so much for my audience. Thank you so much for the existence that you've given me. I'm so thankful for everything that you've given me. My audience. Well, I keep saying it because it's true. It comes out of my mouth. Let's dance. Guys, I love EDM. I love life. I love looking fly. Comment down below. Let's get this started, okay? If you want to be a sponsor of the Matthew Rayburn Show, please comment down below. Let's grow your business. Let's grow this business called the Matthew Rayburn Show. I love you so much. Let us groove. You hear that? Woo! It's just so good. That driving beat, the strong treble. Guys, I love you so much. The Matthew Rayburn Show is live on Wednesdays, live on Sundays. Oh my goodness. It's after church. I mean, you got to go to church. You got to respect the existence that you've been given because you didn't choose to be alive. So therefore, find where you came from and love it to death, baby. Love it to death. Matthew Rayburn Show. Oh.